This is episode 112 of the Rise Up Podcast. We're a morning radio show hosted by Steve and Tim on Family Life, a network of stations across New York and Pennsylvania. This podcast is a weekly conversation designed to help you think and laugh and keep your eyes on Jesus. If you haven't already, subscribe today so you don't miss a single episode. And find out more about our show at familylife.org.
Facing a whole new day is a lot easier when you remember that God is in charge. You're listening to Rise Up on Family Life.
I did it. I finally did it. I tried something new. How about you?
Steve, you've got a big one right now. I mean, this is news.
I think it is, because we've even talked about it, I believe, on other podcasts, certainly on the Rise Up Morning Show, that up until recently, I had never, I had never seen a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, when all you guys get together to celebrate your non-Star Wars, there's like four or five of you in the room.
Maybe, yeah.
Not you anymore. You've seen one. So where?
I decided, I don't know what came over me.
The Force, maybe.
Oh, I learned about that.
You know about the Force? Where did you start? Fill me in again on that, like how you started Wars saga.
If I was going to do something way out of my comfort zone and beyond what I thought would be something I would enjoy, I had to get some advice from friends and Mr. Google did all that. And they all came to a conclusion that I should watch, of all the episodes, I should watch episode 4 as my first one.
There you go. Yep. That's general wisdom would advise that. Okay. There's a case to be made for starting with Phantom Menace, but you went a safe route.
All right. So I decided to go ahead and do that. And so I watched it. And you know what? I got through it and I didn't get hurt or anything. I paid attention. I learned some things.
Okay.
I mean, I heard, it's like they'd say something. I'm like, oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Right. That's part of like the society. And I hear people say those phrases and different things. And now I know where they originated. And I think, and all that happened. So, the movie happened. And
The
movie happened. And again, I didn't get hurt. And at the end, I thought to myself, wow, I finally seen my first and most likely my last Star Wars movie.
No.
I didn't really have any desire to watch another one because I knew going in, and I tried to open my mind and clear my mind. I knew I was trying something new.
Right.
I didn't want to be biased on my own behalf
to say,
I don't like science fiction movies.
Right.
I don't like that. So I tried to have an open mind and clear my head and it's like, okay, I'm going to take this for what it's worth. It was just reiterated that I'm not a science fiction guy.
Okay.
I'm not,
That's fine. You gave it the try. Mm-hmm. The no thank you portion, as they call it in some homes, where you got to try a little bit before you can refuse it. So you're going to excuse yourself from the Star Wars table.
That's it. But here's the thing. Since it's you're the only one here on this podcast, I'm going to ask you.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is March.
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, almost as big, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's, I can't put a level on which is bigger. But for you, I mean, the Star Wars thing is big. March is March Madness for me. That's college basketball, the brackets and all that kind of stuff. Been for years. I didn't get married in March because of March Madness.
That's right.
My wife brought it up. She goes, we can't get married in March. Every year you're going to be talking about March Madness and everything, but she likes it too. But so she knew that about
Audrey
me.
Audrey knows who, she knows you.
So I put off my wedding because of March Madness. So anyway, don't judge me.
No.
So anyway, so that's big for me. Will you partake in any of all the games in March Madness? Would you sit down for, I took 2 hours.
Like watch.
At a basketball game would take about 2 hours.
Oh,
would you,
man.
But you have no interest in the sports thing.
No, I don't. But if I were going to hold myself to the same standard as you, how about this?
Uh-huh.
You could go to Google and some friends
to
advise you how to get into Star Wars, right?
Oh,
like you did that.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How would someone, I mean, it's even hard for you to relate to this, but someone who doesn't know, I know the basic rules of like basketball. I think I could say like, you know, you're supposed to get the points and stuff. How would I do it, Steve? Like, I know I sit down and I watch, but what would help me get into it maybe?
I know the perfect thing to help you get into it.
Okay.
Because the game's about 2 hours and there are commercials, there are timeouts,
all right.
There's different things. It would give you the time to plan out a perfect appetizer, munchies. It has to be around food for Tim. Would that be correct?
If it were going to happen, it would need to at least include food. That'd get me a long ways to closer.
The reason I said that is because I didn't inform you of this. I didn't, full disclosure now.
Okay.
I had a bowl of ice cream while I was watching Star Wars. So there was some pleasure involved.
There is some.
Full disclosure.
Ouch.
Full disclosure.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
There was some pleasure involved.
Yeah. I had the Force with me and the Force was ice cream. So I would think if you got a few snacks.
Need to at least have food.
And pick a favorite team. Pick a favorite team based on their, their mascot.
So.
Like if two mascots and you're like, oh, I think I like this mascot.
That one's
better.
Fun.
This one's fun. I'm going to root for that
but
mascot.
Now I have insider information. Audrey was out of the house, right?
Yes.
So for me, I'd need to wait till the time Trinity's out of the house, kids are out of the house.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'm going to feel like, it'd be really hard to put myself through this when I know she wouldn't join me. She'd be like, you're on your own, Tim. So she's not going to, I need to find a time.
Do this one.
All right.
Maybe over dinner or something. Honey, it's been a while. I feel a little stressed. I need some alone time. I need some me time just for a little bit, maybe two and a half hours. And then when it's all over and they come back into the house, make sure you get all like
the food snacks
off of your mouth and wipe your mouth clean. So she didn't, you know, that's
fine.
She finds
out I was watching basketball. Right. She's going to be like, who am I married to? Tim?
What happened
to
Tim?
Did Steve put you up to this?
So is there anything else that you can come to mind that you would try that you've never tried before?
Well, what if I just filled out a bracket, Steve? Like, what if I didn't take 2 hours to watch? What if I just filled out a bracket?
Would be a good start.
Would that be good?
And you could base it on, like, the way their names sound or their find out their mascots.
I can do this.
A lot of people fill out brackets that way, you know, based on, like, team colors. They like that. Whatever.
Oh, colors are fun. I like colors.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
All right.
So that would be fun. Fill out a bracket that way.
All right.
Yeah.
So I can fill out a bracket. Mm-hmm. We can do some updates. Maybe if not on the next podcast, at least maybe on the radio. But do I want to commit to it? Am I going to commit right now?
I would think. Just fill out.
Okay.
People who know nothing about basketball fill out brackets.
Okay.
And unfortunately, most of them, like in our family, we have a big extended family bracket contest for bragging rights, nothing else. And most of the time, Audrey wins. She beats me almost all the time.
And does she care much about basketball?
Not a lot. She doesn't even know that, you know.
There's a chance.
Oh, could beat me in the bracket thing.
That would be real competitive, but that would be fun.
Yeah,
okay,
so,
all right.
Okay, that's what
I'm
to do
saying
it.
I wasn't thinking this ahead of this recording of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fill out a bracket this year,
so
Steve.
I'm proud of you. That's very, very good.
Trying something new.
I'll have to do that. Now, it goes to show you, even if, let's say you do that, and you end up just like me with Star Wars going like, well, that was no fun. Didn't hurt me, but I'm not going to do that. We can still get along.
Yeah.
We can still be friends.
Yes.
We can still get along. We can disagree.
Yeah.
The old agree to disagree. I can listen to your opinions on why it wasn't exciting.
Sure.
Who knows why? And you will have already listened to my review of the Star Wars movie.
And I still accept you as someone I can co-labor in Christ with, even if we don't have the same opinion, Steve.
I even said, I didn't want to step on any toes. I even said that Star Wars movie, like the acting wasn't the best ever.
That's actually one point where you're not going to find much disagreement from Star Wars fans.
Okay. All right. So we can agree to disagree.
Yep.
I can watch Star Wars once. You can fill out a bracket
once.
And we can still be friends and get along. And we are one in Christ.
Sounds like a plan.
Thanks for making us part of your morning routine. It's Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
Oh, such a cool piece of heritage this weekend. I don't just mean Irish heritage for St. Patrick's Day. No, your Christian heritage. Like Patrick, who called him St. Patrick, he's one of the great church planners of history. And he doesn't belong to any one denomination. There are some really beautiful words and traditions associated with Patrick. And I'm really excited to get to share this with you here this morning. This is an ancient prayer. And it gets called St. Patrick's Prayer. It's all about the powerful name of Jesus, though. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. If that's something you want to hear again or maybe share with a friend, that St. Patrick's Prayer That's in the show notes of this podcast. So yeah, I hope that was an encouragement to you. I know it definitely is to me. I mean, just even getting to read it every time.
Here we go. It's another new day. You're listening to Rise Up with Steve and Tim on Family Life.
You want to thank me now or thank me later? You want to thank me? You can thank me now if you want.
I guess I'll wait and see.
All right,
is that fair?
Well, I've been able to gather a piece of movie history.
Oh, that's okay.
I was able to get a hold of a piece of movie history. Now, of course, over the weekend, as I revealed, I watched a Star Wars movie for the first time.
You did. I'm so proud.
Pretty much consider myself a movie expert now. So I was able to, and my interest is in movies, so I was able to get a piece of movie history when I found out at a recent auction in Omaha, Nebraska, at an auction, a long-lost silent film from 1923 was purchased.
Ooh.
1923, a piece of movie history.
Wow.
Silent film from 1923.
Wow, that is history.
Here's where you thank me. I was able to get a piece of part of that movie.
Yeah.
And here's part of that movie right now. All right. If you want to hear it again, I'll play it for you again. Who's this?
Debbie from Erie. You kill me. I can't.
Debbie, you want to hear it again, Debbie?
Yeah. I think I saw that one last night. It was awesome.
Well, what was your favorite part?
Me too.
Right.
I love that part.
Oh. You're right. You took it out of my mouth. Yes. I can't. You guys are awesome. I love you. God bless you.
May the blessings of the Lord be with you in all that you do today. This is Rise Up on Family Life.
There once was a man whose faith changed a nation, his memory alive over 20 generations. Though remembered in green with shamrocks and clover, no native to Ireland, St. Patrick came over. Christ's love, that it was, that sent him afar, to witness to those who had given him scars, to pirates, to slavers, false gods, devotees, he heard the Lord's call to go love such as these. Patron saint of the isle, we call him as much, but the faith of Patrick belongs also to Dutch, to Welsh, to Kenyan, to Swede and Malaysian. The faith of the church is every nation's. If Christ is your Lord, his love is your song, wherever you're from, you surely belong. If Irish, Korean, Icelandic, whatever, to the family of God, together, forever.